from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Red. The sun has got his hat on again today. Isn't it lovely? Hi, I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains over here in the east of Slovakia, hence the programme's called Postcard from Poprad. Your alternative sideways look at the news. And we'll quickly say hi to some of our friends. That's Replay and Talk and Breeze and Absent. And there's too many for me to cope with today. It's been a long day. Over on the zip of the nose of Europe, it's young Lee Banks.
Hello, everybody. It's really sunny here as well. People are out worshipping this strange god that has appeared in the sky. It's absolutely bizarre.
Oh, right. I worry about you sometimes.
Why? I'm not out worshipping it. I know what it is.
What is it, then?
It's the sun.
What is the sun?
It's this thing that glows in the sky and makes you go brown. It's like being a sausage.
Right, yes, I knew...
And you just sit there.
I knew it would go down to grassroots level very rapidly.
What's wrong with the sausage?
And giggling in the background, proud as punch with her new car, it's Rachel Brunsdan.
Yay! Rachel has wheels. Yay! Give her mind to run, and hope nobody steals it. I gotta sing very quickly. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Uncle Eric.
Happy birthday to you.
Who was?
Did you sing Marilyn Monroe then?
It was a bit.
It was beautiful.
It was, wasn't it?
And now I've got to sing something else.
What?
Happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary, Uncle Lee and Andrea.
No, she's Auntie Andrea.
Auntie Andrea.
That's it.
Happy anniversary, first anniversary to you.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I was talking to.
How that poor woman has managed to survive a year of marriage with you.
I know. I was talking to my mate in the pub last night and... We were just talking about being
When
married.
Was your anniversary?
Same day as your growing up.
Right. So therefore, yeah. On your first wedding anniversary, you're down pub.
Yeah, Andrew was watching Coronation Street, so I went to the pub.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
And I thought, oh no, we've been married now. We don't have to do romantic things like going out together and stuff.
Why not?
Because we're married.
They travel a lot together, and that's romantic.
Is yeah, it? we have different planes, like, but you know, it's
yeah.
All right, yeah.
She goes in economy, and you know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I can tell you why this marriage has lasted so long. You don't know this, Lee, but I've been mailing her my prescriptions for lithium, and seems to be working a treat. So you're welcome.
That's right, isn't it? Anyway, I've got to say a million thanks to the hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people who sent me nice messages on Facebook for my birthday yesterday, and seriously, for the first time ever. I've got my own wibbly wobbly website.
It's really cute. I like it.
I've not had one before because I couldn't be bothered. I now have www.ericwiltshire.uk, one of the new domain names.
I know, it's interesting. That's really interesting.
It's not, one of your old fashioned .co.uk's, it's .uk.
.uk, eh?
Yeah, see. Got Oak. One of them, ain't I? I'm an uck.
Yeah, you're an uck person.
I'm an uck person.
You're Uncle Eric.
Oh, no.
Uncle Eric.
You're Uncle Eric now.
I like it. Anyway, have a look around there. There's some fun stuff on there, including a cock-ups bit on the video section.
That doesn't happen after you're 60.
It does. And the fact is, if you scroll down the video link that's there,
yeah.
You will find the quality presentation of a Mr. Banks going, "Oh, bother!" or words to that effect that were bleeped out. Yes.
I'm having a look at that.
The outtakes of Lee Banks doing his video postcards are on the site as well, so you can take the mickey out of Banksy. Because it's my website, and if I want to take the mickey out of you, I will. So there.
Love it.
because it's got my name all over it.
Yeah, so just pop Rad along to it and have a laugh.
Pop Rad along to it. Very good. Very good. Anyway, sad news of the week. This is the saddest bit ever. Rick Mayall has died, and they didn't know quite why. And this is not belittling what happened, but and I'm sure I've told this story before. This idea of running is not good for you.
Patently.
It's obviously not. And this is a very true story, boys and girls. I was once stood at an exhibition stand in Croydon, in just on the outskirts of London. And I was bigger than your average, as I always have been. And this geezer next door to me, who was selling life insurance for one of the well-known companies, very tall man, very thin. He got, you know, the waist the size of a girl's waist almost.
Like me.
No. And he was sort of taking them, poking fun and taking the mickey because there was one of the private healthcare companies also selling their wares at this place. And he kept going, go on, go and have your blood pressure done. Go on, go and have this test done. Oh, you'll be useless. See, you don't exercise. Blah, 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 blah. And I went and had it done. And I was actually just slightly above normal.
Yeah.
So I said, right, your turn, mate. After they did the first test, they drew the curtains.
Yeah. Why was he dead?
And he died.
He didn't die, but they called an ambulance.
Oh. Well, there you go.
His blood pressure was so ridiculously and dangerously high, they took him straight the way to hospital, and this is the bloke that used to play squash every night and go jogging in the morning.
Well, do you know what? There are two reasons. There are two reasons to run and lift heavy things. One, if lift heavy things, if you are trapped under something, running, if you are being chased by someone with an axe, or someone wanting money, that's a reason to run away.
Yes.
Otherwise, forget it.
I agree.
See, as a Mancunian, I have to argue the toss with that, because Mancunians, manly men, are taught never to run under any circumstances. If somebody's chasing me with an axe, trip them up.
You're right.
You've run once, and that was when Andrea didn't realise the car was rolling down the hill.
You're quite right. If your Bentley's rolling away, then you can run.
Could you sit nearer your microphone, Mr. Banks?
Nearer?
Yes.
Ah, I just fell out of my swivel chair.
Right. Anyway, our condolences go to Rick Mayall's wife and family because, you know, he was a very clever guy.
And, he was.
So young, Uncle.
Yeah, and the one thing I've always wanted...
Not younger than Eric.
The one thing I've always wanted to say, and I do, the character is just wonderful, the lovely Alan Bastard.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've always wanted to say on the radio for a very long time. Alan Bastard. Because he does remind me of some MPs I know. But that's another story.
Yeah.
Anyway, the wonderful Ruby Dee has died as well.
No, that's a tragedy as well. It's not so much of a tragedy because she was 91.
Good innings.
Yeah. You see, a lot of people, it was a funny thing when this came out because the film she was most famous for, I'm sure Rachel knows it, is a Raisin in the Sun, being literally a raisin.
Excuse me, I might know it.
No, you don't, because I talked to you before the show about it. I'm showing off because I told it.
Do you know what's interesting about the synergy of all this happening and how spooky this is? Mm-hmm. I watched the Tonys on Monday, and A Raisin in the Sun took the award for Best Play, and a young lady from England won Best Actress for that play in the same week that this lady who starred in the film passed away. Isn't that symbiotic?
Yes, it is rather, isn't it?
See, the thing is, it's a book first, though, wasn't it?
It was a very good book.
Yeah, and people don't actually realise when they see the title that it's actually probably one of the most powerful things about racism ever written and produced as film. And good old Ruby Dee actually moved it out of the classicism of literature into film, and she made it. She placed it as firmly in history, and it's sad.
And now it's going gangbusters on Broadway, starring the lovely and delicious and on my celebrity wish card, Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And so all these years later, it's now taken on another life in another genesis on Broadway, and I think that's
all getting
fantastic.
Very highbrow for me.
Well, it was up there, wasn't it, Rachel, with Mockingbird.
Yes, it was.
And it came out that era of writing, didn't it?
I'm having a cup of tea, boys and girls. They're off again.
Let's keep it going, Rach.
Of Mice and Men, I put it with all those books. To Kill a Mockingbird, definitely. Of Mice and Men, even some of Truman Capote's stuff. It was all of this lovely era of all these wonderful books about these fantastic subjects. It was just beautiful, and it was up there with all those. It was right up there. If you haven't read, seen the film, that's great. But read the book.
It is Rage, but it came out of that era when America was so racist that the first protest bits of fighting to actually make it into the public arena and change the face of American society.
Have you finished yet?
Yes, no, we had an impact.
Conversation here.
Are you?
Just because you're 60.
I'm a scientific miracle, I'll have you know.
That's actually true. Yeah. I want to verify this age thing. I think we should chop off one of your limbs and count your rings.
Do you know, I feel ganged up on now because of you two.
No, sorry. Well, you brought up the whole Ruby Dee thing, so it's really your own fault.
Oh, thank you. Because you got you two banging on about books. Yeah. And then Jan was saying to me the other day, you should read this book. I said, Jan, hold your hands up. So he said, why? I said, I think there's enough fingers for how many books I've ever read on your hands. And he said,
and they're all car manuals, so it doesn't really count.
What was he recommending, Mr. Wiltshire?
It was something very cultural.
Yeah, go on.
It was something to do with lots of quotes in it, and it wasn't him from China. I can't remember now.
Uncle Ian, ring us up and tell us what the book was.
Yeah, tell us what it is.
No, don't, because he will.
Oh, that's
all right.
Come on.
Yeah, ring us up.
No.
Intelligent conversation, then.
But he did say that I do read a lot, in defence.
He does.
Papers and stuff, but...
No.
Well, then that's lovely. But really, sit down with a book. You'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but Rachel, you got to remember, there is more culture in a tub of yoghurt than there is in Mr. Wiltshire.
Do you know what I found in the supermarket the other day?
What?
Yoghurt?
I found a model kit. Rob would like this.
Yes, he would.
Yeah.
It's a robot brush.
A robot brush? What? It's a brushy robot?
It brushes the floor. It's a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little...
We've got the robot...
Vacuum cleaner.
The robot mop.
Yeah.
Where do you stick the brush?
It's on the front.
Oh.
And it goes down the floor... And I made it out of a kit.
You made it?
Yes.
And does it work?
Yes.
What does it do with the stuff it's brushed up?
It doesn't.
Ah, see, so it's a load of... Yeah.
Anyway, talking of robots, I was trying to get there. There's been a test which is called the Turing test. And the Turing test basically means that a computer can be thinking and understanding. That's the test that Alan Turing designed. He was a computer pioneer. And they reckon that a program has convinced grown-up adults that it was a 13-year-old boy.
I know, but that's simple, isn't it? Because 13-year-old boys are thick.
Oh, I knew he'd do that.
What, you didn't?
But they're more adept with technology today than a lot of older folk. My daughter, the lovely Beth, who you both know and adore.
Yeah. Yes.
She went back in when the interweb was still, you know, becoming a new thing, and I was doing a lot of typing on Word.
Mm-hmm.
She walked up at 2.5 and pressed Control Alt Delete in the middle of the talk. She was 2.5, and she'd seen us do it to reboot the computer. And just knew exactly what to do. And you should see her go on a typewriter now. She's ridiculous.
Yeah, Caroline's,
it's like Superman. Her hands go all blurry. It's really strange.
Caroline's the same. The way she texts and the way she plays around with computers and setting up Wi-Fi units on tablets. And
you see, I understand what you say. You're quite right. But children are not the most intelligent people who walk this earth. They
Hang on, Lee, let's just do a random test.
What? Well, then...
If we'll take Beth and Caroline as good examples, all right?
Oh, well, one of my six children in there.
No. We have Beth, Caroline and Lee.
Yeah.
Right, in the test. And the test is to take the new tablet... Out, you know, tablet as in computer tablet, out of the box.
Yeah.
And to send an email.
Yeah.
That's the task.
Yeah.
Now, I suspect Beth and Caroline would do it in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
After they've come back from dinner, had a good night's sleep, it might be at that point when Lee goes, "Can you help me, girls?"
It just isn't true. Yeah, well, yes, even if it is true, it doesn't mean that children are intelligent. It means that they have an ability to do things which basically are elementary things. It's just a different... The computer is only a different form of the abacus and the quill.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you should know how to use them.
I play with my abacus every night, and my quills are up.
Why? You're married. I don't understand that.
That's why.
Yeah, right. Anyway, apparently they did a test at the Royal College last weekend, and they reckon they've got a robot that can actually con blokes into thinking it's real.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah, he's this thing watches Postman Pratt and plays Angry Birds. Yeah, Angry Birds isn't about ornithology, it's about marriage.
Yes, it is. It's a metaphor for marriage, that whole entire game.
Don't you despair, boys and girls, sometimes.
And you know, Pac-Man is a metaphor for dating.
No, a metaphor leaving
there
home.
There I was, ready to have an intellectual debate about...
Brian.
About Brian.
The computer.
And no, they go off into one of their silly little things because it isn't made with the Amazon rainforest.
Why is it a silly little thing when a raisin in the sun, went to sleep? Yeah.
Well, because it's a book.
You're old. You only went to sleep because you're old.
It's a book.
Yeah,
no, it's to sleep. Have you never not watched any movies?
Brian's a thick computer.
What they do is they start with the book, and they start reading the book, and then they rock backwards and forwards, and then the book, you hear this doof, and then you get, and that's when Rachel wakes up again.
Oh, Rachel.
No, that was Rob reading the book.
It's not. Rob doesn't read books. Oh. He's like you. He'd rather build things or watch stupid football or do any of that stuff. But he doesn't read a book. But I love to read a book. And
so
if
Rob and me are so stupid, it would... No, actually, do you know what? I think Rob and I are stupid. I agree.
It's me and Rachel.
I think we are stupid. Rob, we are stupid.
Yeah, you are stupid.
Yeah, we are, because whenever it doesn't work...
Come and get me, Rob.
Whenever it doesn't work... What's the first person or first name they scream out? Eric or Rob?
God.
And then they go...
Oh, God.
Then we'll go, no, you're the intelligent ones. We're thick. You must fix it yourself.
Yes. Rachel and I are
thick with intelligence and style.
Mm. Yeah. And culture. And je ne sais quoi. Yes.
Can I tell you a true story very quickly about...
Might as well, because the whole script's out the window now anyway,
This actually happened. In my days as an antiques dealer, which I did quite well at, we bought some fake...
How did you manage to get a London accent to do that then?
This is genuine. I was actually known as Lovejoy. Lovejoy of the North. I was actually known as...
Priceless. That is priceless.
It's brilliant.
Lovejoy.
Lovejoy.
Anyway, am I going to tell you or not?
Go on then.
Yeah, go on.
We bought some fake garden urns. You know, big stone garden urns with lions' faces on them and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were beautiful things, but they were brand new. So what we did, this is an old trick for the ladies and gentlemen if they want to start faking antiques, right? What you do...
Rub a dirt on it.
No, what you do, cover it in yoghurt. Cover the urn in yoghurt.
And stick it outside, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I did that on one of these urns, and I thought, that's fantastic. And you know what happened? I came out about half an hour later, and my dog and my cat were both sitting there next to each other, quite happily, licking all the yoghurt off it.
So it's dog and cat spit antiques.
Yeah, it never grew. It never grew.
Well, it wouldn't do because it's all gone. Anyway, been a big flurry in some of the press, the not-so-intelligent press, about the solar flares that have gone boof, out from the sun, the old current bun, and then this is just so surreal. They then go into, it's going to possibly, not for sure, it's going to possibly, it may... It could disrupt communications. Not really. They haven't checked it. It's possible, maybe, or could.
I'm sorry, I have to disagree with this. I think Mr. Wilch is showing his the recalcitrance of his age again.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you think about this quite seriously, this isn't a new thing. This has been happening forever. And the first time that the CME hit Earth was 1859. Yes. And what it did, it knocked all the compasses out. So the Earth's magnetic field was completely kiboshed. And that can quite feasibly happen again.
But they do this big, the whole world's going to fall apart. No, it's not.
Like the Y2K thing. The dodgy Y2K thing.
Thank you, Rachel.
Very well.
Thank you, Rachel.
That's
the right. Y2K
That's
thing
right,
was hysterical.
Is that book?
The panic was, it was that book called Y2K. George Orwell wrote it, I'm pretty sure. But the Y2K hysteria was worldwide, and it was the most hysterical thing that ever took place. And I sat back and I thought, I don't think anything's going to happen. I didn't know much about much back then, and I still don't. But I thought, I think this might be bunk. I think it might be bogus.
Yes.
I'm not going to do anything. And sure enough, bunk, bogus.
It's rather like Windows XP machines not working.
Why?
They do.
They do. Yeah, here's an interesting fact, right? A cultural fact for Rachel and I.
Thank you.
Oh.
Right. Now, this is true. And you see, what you're actually denying, Mr. Wiltshire, is the existence of tradition and mythology and the supernatural. You're denying all the esoteric things of this world by the attitude you're taking.
What is a myth?
It's like my young lady used to be known as Myth Martin before she married me, and then she became Mythic.
Yes, because of that, don't pick on people with a lisp. I think that's
no, no, it's not nice. But the fact is, there's a great program on television called MythBusters.
I love that show.
It's brilliant.
It's hilarious
because
it makes
all the numpty loonies look stupid.
He doesn't know. I know the program. The thing is, you can't deny. Listen, the reason we have Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah, it's some pagan festival.
Well, it's because the 13 is seen as the sign of death because the witches, witch's coven consisted of 13 women.
Hello, no, and there are boys.
No, they're sacrificed. No, it was women.
They are not, because Kevin, who listens to this programme, is a male witch, and he actually put some symbol thingy, which I've forgotten, sorry Kevin, on the interweb, and said to everybody else, don't mess about with it or something. I got lost then. But the fact is, if Friday the 13th is so bad, how come after midday it's all right again?
It's really not. I just told you what happened to me today, and it did not, it was wrong all day, it was bad.
No, but what, did it end up good? You got your car.
I
did, but it was due me. So, I didn't get my car. You know what? Secretly, just between us and the rest of the 7 million listeners, I didn't get the car. I just walked into, I was so annoyed.
You just
I went
nicked
back
one.
There after work. Yeah, I just drove away with the one with the keys in.
You've been watching a television program, haven't you, about cars?
No, I never do that.
Oh, there was one on the other night on AXN about that. But that was it was a comedy thing. Anyway, we move along.
I have one last thing to say on this because it's very important. Right, the reason we have Friday the 13th, right, and it's seen as a bad day is also because of this, because it's a reaction to Christianity, which can be, I'm not saying it always is, but it is, because if a month begins on a Sunday, right, if the first day of the month is a Sunday, you will always have a Friday the 13th.
That was a good movie, actually.
What, Friday the 13th? Yeah. Began on a Sunday.
No, Friday the 13th.
That was a horrible film. That was disgusting, horrible. I hate those horror films. They make me very, very upset.
I love horror films. We watched. We watched Rutger Hauer in
The Hitcher.
What happened, Rachel, to Rutger Hauer's career? Why was he one of the biggest stars in Hollywood?
I will tell you exactly what happened to his
career. Please
do. But the fader might go down.
He did a Kylie Minogue video.
He didn't.
He did.
You're joking.
The song was On a Night Like This.
Oh, yeah.
And
Rock and Roll was it?
Yep. And then he was never heard of again. I think he did. And you know what? It was set in a swimming pool, among other things, and I think he drowned in that pool.
Is that right?
Oh, poor old Roger. No, he's still around. He's 71 and he's still making films today. And they are appalling. They are the worst films I've ever seen in my life. And the one we watched last night, I can't even remember what it's called. Yeah. Hobo with a Shotgun, it was called. Shotgun, ladies and gentlemen. And it was appalling. It was so bad.
Are you telling me he makes Ronald Rogan movies now?
Ronald Rogan?
Yeah.
Ronald Rogan?
Is he friends with Roland the Rat?
Yeah.
I blame Kylie Minogue for this.
So have you done with your silly stories now?
That wasn't a silly story. That was a cultural fact. Rutger Hauer has not made a good film since Blade Runner.
Has he not?
Yep.
Do you agree with him?
Yep.
He was gorgeous. He was glorious and gorgeous and had this gorgeous accent and was and he's still an incredible actor. When he's sitting on top of that building and he's dying and he's got that pigeon in his arm and he goes, I've seen things. Do you hear that? That was Rutger Hauer sitting next to me.
Was it really?
And then he met Kylie and it all went to Hades.
So have you done now?
Yeah, it's all right. Yep.
Are you sure?
If you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can start the programme.
Yeah.
Right.
Have we not started it?
No, not really. But we can't really start it now because it's the end of part one. And you think I'm joking, don't you? Well, I'm not. So I'm going to get my own milkshake and my own cup of tea or coffee, and I'm going to have a sticky currant bun with it as well. Because that is the end of part one, boys and girls, and we've done absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. So we'll come back with a news programme in part two, for goodness sake.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.